Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Join us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's our pal Mike Rizzo, President of Baseball Operations, General Manager of the Washington Nationals. How you been doing, Mike?
Good morning, fellas. How are you guys?
We're doing great. We're doing all right. We're not in Florida. Where are you right
now?
Yeah,
I wish you guys were down here. Yeah, I'm down here. A little foggy start to the day, but it'll be beautiful today, and miss you guys down here.
Yeah, believe me, we'd love to be out there. But any idea, by the way, Mike, is there any sense of when, if we'll be able to come out to games and at what point?
Well, I think that, you know, we're working with the city on that. You know, we're certainly committed to hosting fans in the safest way possible at the ballpark, and we believe that there's a proper protocols that we've all practiced, you know, social distancing and, you know, mandatory masks, you know, that if those are in place, we could host a safe number of fans. So, hey, you know, we miss our fans. The players miss them, and we need them. We need their energy and their support inside of Nats Park. That couldn't be overstated in our success in 2019. And our failures in 2020. I mean, it was a different world without the fans, and we need them and want them.
That's why I kind of throw out last year. I mean, if I was a Dodger fan, I wouldn't. But for you guys and for some of the teams that just didn't play well, I just kind of throw it out because, first of all, there was 100 less games and no fans. Guys were opting out. You know, you didn't want to take you didn't want to take a chance on a guy who had an injury because you don't want to push him because it might affect this year. I mean, I just kind of toss it out, Mike. I don't know how you felt about it.
Well, you know, 29 teams besides the Dodgers are saying, yeah, let's forget about 2020.
Well, that's what I'm
saying. Dodgers have their rings, and they were a great team. But, it's a huge difference, to 60 games and the rigors of 162. I think it really tests a organizational roster and the depth in your system. But hey, congrats to them, and you know, not taking anything away from them, but it was a different year last year, and I know that we had our share of issues as far as you know, injuries and COVID stuff and that type of thing. So we're gonna try and learn from that and move forward and get back on track to win the NL East and the World Series.
Mike, I want to ask you about the new makeup of the team, but I was listening to Grant and Danny's show the other night when they had Davey Martinez on with them, and Davey was telling the story of the addition of Kyle Schwarber, and I wanted kind of your take on it. It sounded like he just sent you a text that just said Schwarber, and then you made it happen. Can you kind of give us how that developed?
Davey and I talk, you know, at that time of year, probably a couple of times a day and texts and stuff like that. And, Davey, you know, living where he lives on his ranch is sometimes not as accessible with the cell service. So, and of course, you know, his messages are always full. So, you know, that's another thing. So, but we talk a couple times a day And you know, we're looking for a middle lineup bat to start this ball rolling in the off season. You know, we want it to be preferably left-handed because we dominated left-handed pitching last year, and we weren't very good against right-handed pitching. So we're kind of looking for a left-handed complement to Juan. And Kyle's been on my radar since the Cubs took him in as a catcher in the University of Indiana. So we had a great rapport with him. Steve Arnieri, our scout up there, loved him and knew him for years. And you know, Davey had that relationship with him and that type of thing. I think that the relationship angle is a little bit overplayed. You know, we go for the best talent available, who we think is going to perform well. Having a comfort level here is always a part of it. Kyle was a guy that, you know, he fit a lot of the things we were looking for. You know, he's a high on base percentage guy with big power. He's a guy that I know when we played against him, you know, he was one of the names that we circled on the lineup card not to let him beat us. And I think that other teams in the league will probably be doing the same thing with us. So Davey spelt, which is a big needle mover for me, is Davey has such insights on him and how he is off the field. You know, those are the insights that you can't get on an analytics sheet or even a scout watching him in the stands, is how is he in the clubhouse and in the community. And Davey had that insight. And, he checked all the boxes that we wanted in a player. And he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's an angry player because he wants to tell the naysayers that he could still play. And, I kind of like that, that aggressiveness as he enters camp.
Of all the offseason acquisitions, which one do you think will end up being the most critical?
We're a pitching first organization, and we think that we feel that we're going to score enough runs to be competitive. You know, I think that the additions we made in the bullpen and in our starting rotation probably, to me, are always as important or more important than anything else. And you know, to get a competitor like Lester and slot him into the four hole in your rotation is just remarkable. Again, there's the guy that I've known since his Red Sox days, and Davey knew in his Cub days, and he's got three rings to his name. He wants a fourth, and I think that was the most important part of our conversation was why do you want to be here? And he wanted to be here because he wants to win another ring, and I think that's a big part of why a lot of these guys came here on short contracts to see if they can win a ring and play for an organization that they highly respect.
So talk about starting pitching. I know Max had the little ankle problem, but he'll be fine. Strassi was out last year. Talk about him. And you mentioned bringing Lester in. Joe Ross, it looks like, I'm guessing he'll be the fifth unless someone beats him out there. So can you kind of talk about the rotation in general and how you feel about it and how they look?
I feel great about it. And, they look fine right now. They're just getting prepared. They're all healthy and happy and getting to work in. Max had that little sprained ankle, but we've got plenty of time to get him ready for the season. Strauss came into camp feeling great. He got to train all winter. Had very, very few innings last year after coming off of 19, where he had the most innings in his career he pitched. So we feel that he's going to be rested and ready. Corbin, same thing. He had a great off season after being really, really taxed in 2019. I think that the shortened season last year will really help him. And we're excited about Lester. He brings an aura to the clubhouse and to the mound. And we think he's still a viable starting pitcher that gives us a chance to win every time he takes the mound. So he knows how to do it. He's done it at the highest and the biggest stage in baseball. And he feels, which is more important, that he's got a lot in the tank, and so do we. I wouldn't assume that Joe Ross is the fifth starter. It's going to be great competition. We've got some really, really good arms here. Joe Ross certainly looks terrific since he came back. We missed him last year, and,
To me, he's bigger and stronger, and his arm is looser and freer than it was, in 2019. And you throw Fetty and Voth in the mix, and then you've got Romero and Bremer and Armenteros, and then you got those big hard throwing guys that are just been drafted, in the Cavellis and Rutledges and Henrys and that group of guys, and you got yourself a deep, dangerous pitching staff that I think could be with anybody in baseball.
And then you bring Brad Hand in as a closer. I assume he's going to be the closer.
I think that's a huge one.
I know Hudson was the closer, the last couple of years with Doolittle kind of sharing that role. But now Hand takes over that role, correct?
Yeah, I think that he's going to pitch meaningful innings via the ninth inning. He's certainly capable of that. And, he could be used in a multiple inning situation in the eighth, get four outs in the eighth and ninth, depending on who's coming up, what part of the lineup is coming up. But, Brad is a huge addition to us. And, again, is a guy that wanted to be here in Washington, D.C., playing for the Nationals because of the respect that he has for the organization. He catered his contract to get what he wanted, but to get it the way we needed it to be to work him in here. So, he's glad to be here. He wants to be here. We're happy to have him. And, we think that, going into this year, we've got, we've got ourselves a good, deep bullpen that's got a lot of options for us that you could reach to the minor leagues and bring guys up. I think we go 12 or 13 deep this year as far as bullpen arms go that can impact the game. So, Hudson, Harris, Rainey, Suero, Finnegan, one of the starters that didn't make the fifth starter will probably be in the bullpen. And we've got young guys like Jeffrey Rodriguez back and Backus and McGowan and Harper and a veteran on a non-roster deal and Jeremy Jeffers. So we feel good about ourselves. It's great when things look good on paper, but when the bell rings and you got to start playing the games, that's when the rubber meets the road. And we got to start strong this year and play consistent throughout the season.
Mike, we've had some notable man crushes there in West Palm over the last few seasons. Trevor Rosenthal and Eric Thames jumped to mind. who's a new face there that the Junks would have swooned over if we were there in West Palm right now? If we had to interview.
I think you guys will love Schwarber. He's our kind of guy. And Josh Bell is just a terrific person. High IQ, very articulate, big as a mountain, and powers from both sides of the plate, and I think you guys will really like him, and he's got a chance to really impact his club. So there's a lot of new faces that you guys would like you'll get to know when we get to DC, and it's all about the name on the front of the jersey, and that's what these guys all have in common. They all want to win. They're all from different type of backgrounds and experiences in baseball, where you got a guy like Lester who's won everywhere he's been, and Josh Bell who hasn't tasted the champagne yet. So we're all they're all excited to be here, and we've got our focus on going deep and playing baseball deep into the season.
All right, Mike. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Always love talking to Mike Rizzo, President of Baseball Ops, GM of the Washington Nationals. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, Riz.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, bye.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that question, Cakes, because both of those guys did not fare well in a Washington Nationals.
I don't care what they did on the field. I'm talking about when you stared into Trevor Rosenthal's dreamy eyes and his wavy hair, just guys that we had a connection with.
Correct.
And I know they didn't do anything on the field.
Yeah. No, but he turned it around eventually, right? He made Rosenthal's way back.
I think he's in the Oakland camp this year.
Oh, he just signed a huge contract.
Yeah, he fought his way back. Yeah. And where's Thames? Is he out of
baseball?
Not
sure where he is.
He struggled. Somebody's got to have him in
I
camp.
Know where he is, in the weight room. He's in the weight room more than Valdez. So jacked.
Oh, yeah, he's a big
I'm not
dude.
Sure. I don't know if he signs with somebody.
Is he back in Japan, or where was he playing? Was he playing in Japan?
I think he was in Korea.
NC Dinos
Korea?
For a while.
I think he was in Korea. But I don't know if he signed anyone. But yeah,
it looks like he's playing for the Yomiuri Giants of the Nippon Professional Baseball League.
Yeah,
he's getting paid a lot of yen. That's the currency in Japan, right? It's making so much yen.
It is. All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in on an open line Thursday, presented by Window Nation, 800-636-1067 is the number. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on an open line Thursday. If you want to chime in on the AAA Always On Call listener lines, 800-636-1067 is the number. Did you guys happen to see the Kristaps Porzingis rumors?
No. What's going on?
Is he on the move?
Porzingis. Now, the Mavericks kind of deny this, but this has been floated recently that the Mavericks are shopping Porzingis, and one of the teams most linked is the Washington Wizards.
Ooh, really?
What would the Wiz have to give up for Porzingis?
That would be Beal then.
No. The rumors are that they want to add Porzingis as the third star to join Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal. So I'm sure you'd have to trade away a bunch of draft choices.
They'll give up Troy Brown Jr. They're over him.
It's fine. Put him in the package. That's okay.
I don't know. Maybe they give up Bonga.
Why does Dallas want to get rid of him so quickly?
I don't know if they're convinced that he fits perfectly with Doncic. And Doncic is so damn good. Maybe they're trying to find, you know, a better complement for him down the road.
I mean, they're having they're 500. They're not horrible.
They've won 7 out of their last 10. Doncic hit a couple of huge three-pointers at the end of their last game to win it. But, I mean, yeah, Porzingis is having a pretty solid year when he plays. He's, you know, battled some injury issues.
Well, he had the knee. That would be – if they could pull something off there and give up a couple of first, you know,
The way it's –
it'd probably take more than two or three, but
– right. According to the report, The word that they use is that the Wizards are among the teams monitoring Porzingis. The thing I would like about Porzingis is he actually blocks a decent amount of shots. Like, you can play him at center. Now, he doesn't play like a traditional center, but you could do that.
That's okay. There's not that many traditional centers left. Everybody's floating out to the three-point line anyway, for the most part.
And then you could run pick and roll with him, and he's a pick and pop guy. I mean, he's 7'3". Yeah, the thing you probably would be worried about is the injuries.
Yeah. I mean, if Washington can get a third star the way they've been playing, that would be all, especially a big like that.
That would be silly.
But again, if they're just monitoring, that's not like they're in serious
talks. But let's say they pulled it off. What would it take? It would take probably a bunch of draft picks, as JP said. They'd have to probably at least give up like Rui, right? If they're not going to give up, it'd have to be something significant.
Probably,
right?
Yeah.
So I would think maybe Rui. I mean, obviously, Troy Brown Jr., he's an obvious
throw-in.
Yeah.
They may not even want him.
Yeah. I don't see why they would, but I don't know.
Hey, sometimes when you make trades, you get back pieces that you don't exactly want to make it
happen.
They
have to give up Bertans?
Ooh, I'd be stunned if they gave up on Bertans. It just gave him 80 mil.
Yeah, I know.
I always forget, is Bertans from Latvia, too?
Yes, he's Latvian.
They'd have two Latvian
guys? He's the Latvian Laser. That's his nickname.
They'd have two Latvians if Porzingis came over.
Right.
They would lead the league in Latvians, 100%. There's no way another roster has two Latvians in the NBA. I refuse
to
believe
Latvians.
It.
He's been playing a lot. I mean, I know he started off on the injured list because of the knee. He was still rehabbing it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been playing, you know, every other game or every other night. He's played most games in February. And looks like he's averaging about 21 a game. 21 and 8.
Yeah,
he's having a good year.
Oh, he would be a huge addition. He'd be a huge addition, and if he blocks some shots, I mean, that certainly would be useful and helpful here.
And I think you'd probably expect him to do a little bit more with Washington, although Beal and Westbrook have the ball in their hands so much. But
hey, JP, maybe you could throw your guy in the trade to get him back here to Washington. Your boyfriend Trey Burke, get him back in the mix.
I think JP's off Trey Burke. I think he's off him.
I don't know. JP holds on to guys for a long time. Like, he follows them for a long time.
I mean, I feel like Trey Burke, he just hasn't found the right system, Case.
Oh, he has. He's been on like four teams.
He's a talented talent.
Okay.
All right, can you guys explain this to me? I have no idea what's going on with this, but there's a big story this morning that Lady Gaga's dog walker has been shot four times in the chest by two men who stole two of the star's three French bulldogs. Ryan Fisher had been walking Lady Gaga's dogs, and he was shot around 10 p.m. last night. Are the dogs super valuable?
I have no idea.
If they're Gaga's.
Are people stealing dogs
now? Is he still alive? Can you get shot four times in the chest and survive? That seems pretty unsurvivable.
Where did this happen?
In Hollywood, 10 p.m. last night. They're saying the French Bulldogs are in high demand, and they sell on average for between 1.5 and 3K each. And those with pedigree lineage, I guess that, you know, if you really look up their pedigree stuff, can sell for as much as 10 grand.
Doesn't Grant Paulson have a Frenchie? I think he has a French Bulldog. I'm about 95% sure. You better watch himself.
They say he was transported to the hospital in grave condition, barely breathing.
But so were the dogs stolen?
That's brutal.
Did they get the dogs? I guess they did.
They got two of the three dogs.
That is a wild story.
Dude, that's insane. And they shot the guy four times for dogs.
That is wild.
She's offering $500,000 to get the other two dogs back.
I mean, that's very
extreme.
What about
catching the killer?
Like, well, first of all, if you're offering $500,000, I mean, it's not like they're going to come to your front door and give you the dogs back. You'll be arrested.
I'm going to guess.
Well, maybe like neighbors.
This is strictly a guess on my part. I'm going to guess if these guys had just brandished the firearm and showed it to the dog walker.
He's given up the dogs.
Right? I would think You had to shoot the dude four times point blank and, probably kill him. If you come to the hospital in grave condition with four gunshot wounds to your chest, I don't think many people survive that. Maybe he will. Maybe he's one in a million, but that is crazy.
Dude. That is.
What the hell's going on?
People are crazy.
People are crazy. People are crazy and desperate.
Dude.
Why do you got to shoot him? Why don't you just, threaten. Threaten to shoot him. Say, give me the dogs or I'm going to shoot you. Why do you got to shoot him?
That story is throwing me. I mean, if you're shot four times in the chest and you're in grave condition, how do you survive that?
I don't know.
I just don't know how you survive that. And he's a young guy, too, like 30-year-old. Looks like a good-looking guy. I mean, it's ridiculous.
She's offering $500K to return the dogs, no questions asked.
Yeah, but what about people that shot
I know. She
the
cares
guy.
More about the dogs than
I know.
Than
it's not
catching
a good look for
the
her.
Potential killer.
Yeah, who cares about the dogs? I mean, sure, you want your dogs back, but that's just a brutal story. Anyway,
this is in Hollywood. There's a camera or something that caught.
I would think,
the shooting. You would.
They have descriptions. There's like two guys wearing baseball caps. They probably were wearing masks, right? Because everybody wears masks now, so it's a little easier to get away with crap.
Did this just break? Just happened?
I guess.
You said it happened last night.
The news broke this morning. It happened last night at 10 p.m. So anyway, it's something to keep an eye on.
Luckily, Miss Asia survived. That was the name of the one dog.
That was the name of the dog.
The other two were Koji and Gustavo.
Now, the other thing to look out for, we talked about it earlier in regards to the tiger story, is the body cam footage. It should be coming out soon. Remember, we saw the footage when they pulled over Tiger, a couple years ago. Yeah. And he was all, out of sorts. And that was, jarring. Those images you'll never get out of your mind.
Yeah, that was rock bottom for Tiger.
These images, we're going to see Tiger on the body cam footage, presumably upside down in his seatbelt with his legs all jammed up. And they're, pulling him out of the windshield or whatever. I mean, this is going to be insane. And he's going to be, dazed and confused.
Isn't it crazy how his life has turned? It's completely turned. Remember when he was really popular in the 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah.
You didn't know anything about him.
He had, the perfect life.
Off the field.
Yeah, perfect life. Beautiful wife, two kids.
I just remember when he did that photo shoot when they first, I think they, it was when they had Charlie or maybe it was Sam.
Mm-hmm.
They did a photo shoot, he and his wife, and I guess it was Sam. And it was one of those rare moments where it kind of got inside of his life. You never saw that before. And then when you realize that he was, banging all these chicks, and then he had the incident with the hitting the fire hydrant, and then obviously realizing that he had a sex addiction and had to get up in front of the entire world and say he was sorry and he was going to rehab. Then he was on painkillers. And then he gets pulled over, doesn't even know who he is, where he is, and now he's in a serious car accident. I mean, his life has been a complete roller coaster.
Yeah, his life is insane. And it also just reinforces that you never know what's going on, with some dude at home. Or, you just never know. The drama.
Mm-hmm.
People have skeletons.
The skeletons.
In the closet. Everybody's got them.
Right. So be on the lookout for that, because when that body cam footage comes out, oh, my God, that's going to be intense. They say he has no recollection of the accident. So it shows you how, I don't even know. Have you ever had an incident like that where you got in a car accident or something you don't remember, or you got hit on a football field or something you don't remember?
I never do.
Yeah. That's crazy. I've been in a bunch of accidents, but I remember them all.
I told my daughter. My daughter's coming home for just for a few days, just to get there's a lot of tension in her apartment. By the way, it's just another story.
Oh, she's not happy with her roommate.
No, it's fine. It's just it's four 19-year-old girls and COVID, just all shacked up together.
Everyone's
bound to
sick
blow
of each
up.
Other.
Yeah, but she's coming home, and I just worry about her driving by herself on 81. 81's a complete disaster of a road. So many accidents all the time.
Yeah, but there's not any weather to deal with, right?
That's
it's nice
true.
Conditions.
So many 18-wheelers.
So many trucks and running people off the road. But, you hear the story about Tiger, and I just start to worry. Okay, well, anything can happen. So I had to text her and say, make sure you stay away from trucks. Keep the speeds down.
Don't text.
No texting and driving.
Put your phone away.
Yep. Right. Worry about that stuff.
So I've been asking Pete for tips on what I need to do here for my first game here for Marist when they play Detroit Mercy on March 6th. And he's given me some good tips, good ideas. I think I should bring like an iPad or something where I can log into the live stats. He's giving me, you know, just some good basic things. And then I asked him, do I need binoculars? And he said, yeah. He thinks I need binoculars.
You have a good pair of Bushnells.
I don't have any binoculars. Well, I don't know the first thing about binoculars.
Well, you better get on the Amazon thing about them.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know from good ones or bad ones or, you know. I don't know anything about them. I don't think you just buy one pair, JP. I think, like, you know, they're all different types of quality.
I'll give you my rangefinder. It'll tell you 148 yards from the
just buy a $40 job off of Amazon, and you'll be okay.
Is that all they are?
You need top of the line. Do you need the top of the line?
No, I don't need top of the line. No. I just need average. I just want average.
I'm going to guess you get an average set of binoculars for $50.
Binoculars.
You're totally guessing. You have no idea.
Come on, don't look. Dart throw.
He's all
throwing
over
a dart.
I see for $40 on Amazon.
I mean, they're binoculars. How can they be expensive?
Well, how do you know what's good? Like,
I gave you a brand name, Bushnell. It's the only one I know.
Bushnell's legit.
I mean, how would I know another brand of binoculars?
Bushnell made my rangefinder.
See, I'm a binoculars expert.
And that wasn't $40.
No, it was much, much more expensive. But I'm guessing you probably got hooked by golfdom, so you didn't pay for it.
Well, my man Buddy Christensen hooked me up.
Right. Of course he did.
Well, I had a gift card, so.
Yes. That's the way it should be.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for somebody to hook old EB with some golf balls for the new spring season around the corner. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened, Cakes.
You can go out and buy some fresh eggs. Come on.
Oh, I can't do it.
Sure you can.
I can't do it. I haven't bought golf balls in forever. I have to get hooked. Someone.
We can arrange
Tom
that.
Comes through for me.
We can arrange that.
Oh, yeah. Help me out with that one, brother.
EB, you can get some binoculars at Target for $20.
Yeah, but are they decent?
Will you be able to read the guy's name and number?
I don't even think I'm gonna like watching a game of binoculars.
There's no way you're gonna use binoculars.
I gotta be accurate on the numbers.
I need
and
pictures
I gotta
of
know
you
who scored
using your binoculars.
No.
To see the action.
I gotta know everything.
The guy who's doing the play-by-play has to know who scored. You can just react
true,
to it.
But that's true. But I
here's my question: can you see your next spot?
What?
Yeah, you might need a pair of Bushnells to find your spot you're going to take us to break with. Ricky, can you find that?
Hold on. I didn't know I had to do that.
Check the outhang.
Here comes the old da-da-da-da-da. Let me see. Hold on.
Put it this way. It rhymes with lop tet calf.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know. Yeah, but I'm not the only one that has to do this, Reed. $40 an hour? $40 an hour. That's what you make as the next Crop Metcalf five-star plumbing technician. Crop Metcalf's new winning wage program offers custom compensation plans paying top plumbers the equivalent of $40 an hour or more, plus a generous benefits package starting day one. Join the winning team at Crop Metcalf, an industry leader in the D.C. area for over 40 years. Visit cropmedcalf.com/winningwage for details and to apply. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Search for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. We put up the poll earlier in the day at Junks Radio about what's going to happen tonight. You got the double play, right? So the Wizards face the Nuggets, Caps face the Pens again. And what do you think leads, Jason? Here were the options. Either both teams win, Wiz win, Caps lose, Caps win, Wiz lose, both lose.
I'm going to – what's leading the poll?
Leading the poll.
I'm going to say Caps win, Wiz lose.
That's second. The optimistic Junkies fans believe both lose.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. The option which has the least amount of votes is Wiz win, Caps lose. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens tonight. All right, time now for the 5 and 10.
Not 5.
Waiting for the sound effect.
Not 4. I don't have it.
Okay.
Oh, well, some reason I'll do
doesn't
it for
have
you.
It.
Not 5.
Okay. Well, I'll start with Mel Kiper's mock draft. He's updated his mock draft, and some fans are, particularly Jets fans, are freaking out because it's crazy. Kiper can affect fans. He now projects the Jets to trade back from the number 2 pick mm-hmm. to the number 4 pick and select Florida tight end Kyle Pitts.
Whoa.
That would mean that they're committed to Sam Darnold as their starting quarterback.
Dude, I love Kyle Pitts. I think he's a beast.
And look, if the Jets still like Sam Darnold and think he can do better without Adam Gase, you know, fumbling around as the head coach, you provide him with Pitts, who's a matchup nightmare. He goes along with Crowder and is it Denzel Mims, the second-year guy out of Baylor, who had some trouble staying on the field with some injuries as a rookie. Breshad Perriman, I think, was there last year, too. Maybe they feel like they've got enough. Draft another wide receiver to add to the mix.
Kiper also has the Patriots moving up. They usually move back in draft. But has them moving up to the number 9 pick to draft Trey Lance.
Oh, really?
Well,
would that change your opinion if Belichick drafts Trey Lance?
It's a mock. I mean, I don't know. When was the last time they moved up in a draft?
Yeah, but
they didn't need a quarterback.
When's the last time they really needed a quarterback?
Okay, they do.
Yeah, they've been out of the quarterback biz for about 20 years.
He's a huge project. If you want a project, I don't even know how you project
Who do they have Washington taking?
I don't have the full draft in front of me. I was taking that from a bunch of stories.
I want to know more about the receiver you were talking about, that the mock you looked at.
Kadarius
Toney?
Yeah.
Well, just go watch some Florida game film.
Hey, Valdez, you didn't have the intro, but do you have the Matthew Judon story? Do you have that?
What are you talking about? Is there audio of Matthew
Judon?
No,
I don't need the audio. I wanted his opinion on it. Do you guys know the story?
He's going to out the Ravens reporter for being at a strip club?
Yeah, Ravens reporter reported that
Jameson Hensley, he's basically the John Keim of the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
Okay.
I feel like we've had him on the show
before. Reported that Judon was offered $16.5 million. And said that actually he reported that Baltimore offered him a similar deal a year before, but that Judon turned it down. Judon disagreed with that and then started like this back and forth and attacked him. And eventually like threatened to release like strip club photos.
Oh, I hope he was at Fantasy's nightclub in Baltimore.
Right.
I hope my man Cal Brockdorf
was he getting the $500 handshake?
I don't know if he was or not. Hopefully he was.
Why do I know that name, Jameson Hensley? Is he a popular reporter? He looks like a
well,
dog.
If you like the Ravens, he is.
I mean, they got in a Twitter spat where Hensley responded, "Hi, Matthew. I was told the Ravens offered you a deal similar to Zadarius, which was $16.5 million per season, earlier this season, and it was declined. If you have a comment, I would certainly add that to the piece. I've always been fair with you. Thanks and welcome back to Twitter." And then Judon, like, fires back that he's lying, and the next thing you know, he's, like, threatening strip club photos.
Oh, that just goes against man code, I mean, doesn't it? That's a serious man code violation.
Right. Is he Judon lying? Or he's playing he's that obviously card. Got a source within the team that's telling him that. I don't know if he's lying. He's probably just reporting what he was told.
Do you know anything about Hensley? Do you know anything about his reputation, Valdez?
Yeah, he's an awesome reporter. Yeah, I told you, he's the John Keim of the Baltimore Ravens. It would basically be like Chase Young saying, I have pictures of John Keim at Good Guys.
Right. Or a Camelot.
Yeah, or Camelot. Right. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah. So are
Judon
you.
Judon is bitter. What is he so lick about?
He's mad that he's got his business out there.
I don't know.
I mean, come on, guy.
So your team, Jameson, then?
Well, I don't think it's. I mean, so what? He has pictures of him in a strip club. Even if he was there, what does that mean? Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. You're right.
Unless he was doing something salacious.
Yeah, it might mean something.
Might have been pulling.
Right, if he told his wife he's never been in the strip club, pulling, then all of a sudden there's a million pictures of him in a strip club.
You know
club.
What Bickle used to do at
please.
Brockdorf's place?
I wish. I'm the biggest wallflower at a club like that. I'd do nothing. I've seen cakes get thrown out of one, though.
You know, well, that was, first of all, it's alleged. You don't have any proof. And I was overserved.
This is eyeball.
And I was set up. There was a lot. All the stars were aligning against me that night. Allegedly.
It was
proof.
Everyone else's fault.
He was a witness.
There's no proof. He has no proof whatsoever. It wouldn't hold up in a court of law.
I have multiple witnesses. Right. Multiple witnesses.
Hey, that was a long time ago. I think everybody's memory of that night's very fuzzy.
No, mine's very clear.
It's very fuzzy what happened
very
that
clear.
Night.
Big old hug thrown right out.
So we've been talking a lot about Jeopardy lately.
Is it
Mike Richard, the producer?
Richard.
Who's been hosting.
Everybody
is it
loves
or Richards?
Him. Yeah.
Richards.
Well, it does look like Aaron Rodgers, his stint will start on April 5th to guest host.
I wonder how good he'll be. I mean, he's such a stiff. 5th,
I bet his personality stinks.
Is he going to do a preview of the Masters?
I don't think so.
You want me Masters questions?
Hey, get your golfers in.
He
don't have a lot of time.
After,
get them in.
Katie Couric and Dr. Oz get their shots first. Wow. And then it gets to Aaron Rodgers.
Now, these celebrities that are doing it, are they doing it because like it's sort of their public audition and they want to do it? Or are they just doing it as a goof and they're just trying to fill in guest hosts? You know what I mean? Are they?
I'm guessing they were big fans of the show, and with Trebek passing, you know, they're not exactly sure who's going to fill the slot yet. So they're just filling time.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers shows
the show
must
go on.
It's attention dollars too.
Attention dollars. Their agents just put them up for it or whatever.
I don't know. I'm sure
ADs never go out of style. People are always trying to get them.
I mean, didn't his new fiance say that he's just a big nerd, Aaron Rodgers?
He's a big what?
Nerd.
Well, maybe. We'll find out. I want to see how his personality is. I just remember I was kind of blown away reading last week that Katie Couric, had, like a former producer, wrote a tell-all and said she's butt lazy.
Oh, really?
That's so funny.
Which I got a kick out of. I can relate to that, actually. But for someone who has achieved so much and to be that, you know.
You know what? She's worked a lot in her life. She deserves to be, as you quote, butt lazy.
She's
at this
butt
point
lazy.
In her life.
Producer said she was lazy.
Yeah, it's not
she's
your
unprepared.
Words. It's not your words.
Yeah. I'm not the one that said it.
Yeah, don't kill the messenger.
She's probably getting up at like 3 in the morning for that show.
Yeah. She just read the teleprompter. Didn't care about anything
I gotta
else.
I got to tell you, man. I smell right now.
It's nice to have a teleprompter.
Oh, I smell so bad.
You going to take a shower?
Of course, Richie.
We got to get out of here for Bish. Cakes, EBM, JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley up next. Here on the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.